Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Well, it has been sunny. So it should be. It's August now, and we have our fashionista Andy Page giving us a new twist on our sunglasses.
Yes, we're going to update your sunnies.
Ooh, good.
Well, you know, the thing is if you've got an inexpensive pair or if you're someone who always loses your sunglasses, this is a great tip to just update them and to coordinate them.
Okay.
For me, I like, especially for a special event like a wedding or if you've got a new bathing suit or some situation where you're headed out and you want your sunglasses to coordinate, the way that you can coordinate your sunglasses within your outfit is by adding nail polish. Painting them with nail polish.
The frames, right? Not the lenses?
Yes, that's right. The frames, not the lenses. So, you know, you can paint, you can do a two-tone, you can do a pattern, you can do swirls, you can marbleize them. You can do anything with nail polish on the stems and the frames of your sunglasses. And then, when that occasion is over and you don't like it, guess what? You just take nail polish remover and you wipe it right off.
What?
Yeah, you don't have to keep it. So, again, you can literally coordinate your sunglasses to any outfit for any occasion and then just wipe it right off.
Oh, my goodness. That's a fantastic idea.
Well, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, your sunglasses have been treated so that they are resistant to hairspray and bug spray and everything, all kinds of chemicals that we use. So by adding a nail enamel and then the acetone, you're not going to affect your sunglasses. But if you are worried about that, then you can just try the inside stem with just a little bit of nail polish and then just take a little of the remover and take it off and make sure that it's not going to be affected. But my favorite thing to do is just go to, like, the dollar store and buy an inexpensive pair and make them really fun so that they're, you know, your super fun, crazy sunglasses so that you don't have to spend a lot of money, but you're personalizing them.
Well, that's great. And then you can have a group of girls or maybe even your family and you can all have matching ones.
I know. Isn't that a fun project? I think it's a fantastic girl project, actually.
I love it.
It's super fun. And again, we're all about the personalization. We like to personalize our phone covers. We like to personalize everything. And this is just another way to make, you know, the things that you have unique and just for you.
And glitter polish should make it a little blingy, too.
That's right. You can totally do glitter polish. And I've sent a lot of the examples on my Pinterest page, so be sure to head over there so that you can get some visual cues of what I'm talking about. And I encourage you to get to my website, senseofstyle.com, and pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, for more tips like this.
Absolutely perfect. Thank you, Andy.
You're so welcome. It's good to talk to you. Have a great week.
Tommy and Brooke in the morning. 105.7.